I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Previously On.
You know nothing.
A podcast series created to help you through some of the most complex yet brilliant television ever made. So from Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, Westworld, Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, Watchmen, Previously On, it's got it covered.
Westworld Season 1, Episode 1, The Original. Howdy, and welcome to Westworld, the high-tech theme park of the future, where nothing can possibly go wrong. Guests to the park pay a fortune to play out a life in the old Wild West surrounded by androids called hosts who don't know that they're in a game, or indeed are androids. We open on a naked and blooded woman called Dolores in a glass-walled chamber. A fly wanders across her unblinking eye as a disembodied voice asks her if she's ever questioned the nature of her reality. We then see Dolores going about her day managing a ranch with her father. Next, we're introduced to Teddy, a smooth young man riding a steam train into town. Others on the train talk about their previous trips to the park and how you can choose to follow good or evil paths. In the bustling and dusty streets of the town, guests and hosts are mingling, indistinguishable from each other. Teddy heads to the saloon and meets the local women of easy virtue, but catches sight of Dolores and follows her. The two old friends meet over a dropped tin can, and she invites him back to the ranch. Dolores knew he would return to her. Everyone has a pattern to follow in their lives. At the ranch, they hear gunshots. Teddy rides off with his gun and finds bandits have killed Dolores' parents. Teddy shoots them, but a threatening man in black attacks Dolores, annoyed that she does not remember him after 30 years of visiting. When Teddy opens fire on the man in black, nothing happens. Hosts, it seems, can't physically harm guests or any living thing at all, and Teddy is just another of the androids. The man in black, a guest, has no trouble hurting them, however. The next day, repaired and ready for action, Teddy and Dolores begin to follow their set paths and perform exactly the same actions as the day before. Beneath the park, programmers Bernard and Elsie are watching one of the prostitutes and notice she's acting unusually, but put it down to Ford, the creator of the park, putting in a little of his own programming. Ford has given the hosts reveries, hidden memories that act like a subconscious and allow the hosts to subtly grow from their experiences. Bernard is told by director Teresa and head of security Ashley that one of the hosts has become restless in the cold storage room where retired hosts are placed. In cold storage, hundreds of naked hosts stand in rows while in a room behind them, Ford has woken an old host as a drinking companion. The host has jerky and uncanny movements. He was the second host ever built. Ford puts him to sleep as Bernard enters. In town, Teddy goes to meet Dolores, but someone else picks up the dropped tin can. The man in black hands it back to her, but she doesn't recognize him. Later, the man in black kills one of the hosts and cuts off his scalp, revealing the image of a strange maze under the skin. In the mountains, a pair of new guests are taking part in a hunt for an outlaw named Hector. One of their host guides begins to malfunction and he has to be taken in for repairs. Teresa thinks it's the latest update and orders the updated hosts all brought in. But that would disrupt all the narratives playing out. Lee, the chief story writer, thinks they should stop updating the hosts altogether. Just how lifelike do they need to be, after all? He also hints that he knows the park has a purpose far beyond entertaining rich wannabe cowboys. At the ranch, Dolores' father finds a photograph in the soil that shows a woman in the modern world. Dolores remarks,
that it doesn't look like anything, but her father obsesses over it. He spends all night staring at it. He angrily tells Dolores to leave and whispers something in her ear. One of the hosts in the park has completely gone off script. Though he's been shot, he continues to kill other hosts until frozen by park security. Bernard figures out how the update screwed him up. He was tired of being murdered in his usual storyline because of his reveries. All the updated hosts are going to have to be fixed. They'll hide the recall by making an upcoming heist more deadly to the hosts. Dolores is searching out a doctor for her father in town when she meets Teddy. Before they can go for help, however, a gang led by Hector attacks the saloon, steals the safe, and slaughters dozens of hosts, including Teddy. Dolores is shut down by a cleanup team. In the labs, Dolores is just as she was at the beginning of the episode. We find out that she is the oldest host of all. Her father can't be cured, however. Ford wants to work out what went wrong, though, and so interrogates him. He tells Ford that he wanted to warn Dolores about what Westworld really is and to get revenge on those who hurt her in the past. Dolores reveals that her father had whispered in her ear that these violent delights have violent ends. The next morning finds Dolores back in her home and greeting her father, a role played by a brand new host as her former father is placed in cold storage. A fly crawls over Dolores' neck and she swats it dead.
Thanks for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Previously On is presented by Jamie East and is a Daft Doris production. Listen, if you've enjoyed this, I would love it if you subscribed. We've got loads more shows where this came from, and we'd love you to join us for it.